I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the Tops.
In Audio Drama Networks. This is Mutual.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Mystery began with the vision of a drowning woman, which brought occult detective Dr. Xander Crow to the strange town of Wormwood, where he unraveled an ancient conspiracy and discovered a lost object of unimaginable power. In the months following, evil has besieged the sleepy foothills town, and the last of Wormwood's citizens guard against a growing threat of unspeakable horror. The final hand in a centuries-old game has been dealt. And now, at long last, all answers will stand revealed as destinies meet and fates intertwine in Wormwood Revelation. Chapter 4, written by Paul Montgomery, Rob Alspaw, and David Acampo.
Deidre! Deidre! It's Wojtek! Are you in there? There's something blocking the door, and I... Deidre! Where are you? Can't see a damned thing.
Don't... Why is the siren going off?
I don't know. It sounds like there's some sort of ruckus going on. They all thought you'd gotten out of town months ago. God, I... Have you been locked away up here all this time? Let's get you out of here.
No, don't! Oh, it's the sheriff's station, huh? Only place to turn it on, I guess.
Don't... But... What? What's the matter? Are you hurt? Deidre, it's really me. I promise.
Wojtek.
Ella woke up the other night and said she saw you, talked to you. She was so excited. But she hasn't seen you since. You know, she looks for you in her dreams. You've never seen a little girl so excited for bedtime.
Wojtek.
Now she just wakes up miserable because she could never find her mommy again. You left once. Clean break. Fine. But this wasn't fair, Dee. She didn't know how to miss you before. Are you able to get outside? We'd better get going.
Don't come any closer.
What happened?
Don't want you to see what he's done.
See what who's done?
To my face, to...
Is there someone else up here?
Not anymore. I don't think there's anything left.
When? How?
This morning, I think. This morning.
Deidre, did one of them get in? Tell me what happened up here.
He came to me in my dreams, and I let him in. I knew what he was, but I was lonely, and so I let him in.
A ghost?
He'd done it to so many girls. I saw it when he was with me. He was whoever I wanted him to be. But if I looked out the corner of my eye... I saw what he'd done. All the women he'd ever let off by the hand just so he could feel like he was still alive. I guess I thought maybe I was stronger stuff, you know? So I let him in and eventually I'd lock him away. Starve him. Wring him out like a wet wash rag. And that's what I did.
Deidre.
You'll see the cuts. Not right now. Later. That was when I'd lost concentration. Not at all for a second. heard a car alarm go off outside. I'm pretty good, but I'd have never made a decent monk. Don't have the concentration for it.
You were alone with it? Why didn't you go for help? I have an agent here. Christ, Dee. You didn't have to do this alone.
I gotta tell you, sweet buns, things like walking or thinking or fixing up a grilled cheese takes more effort than I could spare. Seeing how I was entertaining a riled up incubus in my noggin, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know I'm not walking out of here, right? You don't have to be the one who carries me either. Hell, you can just burn the whole place down if you want.
Shut up.
Might be the better way.
What do you want me to tell her?
I really don't know.
Can I tell her why you ran away? When she's older?
You can tell her I was scared.
Of having your gifts? Of what she'd become? I want to understand.
I was talking to that little girl when she was in my belly, Wojtek. I was talking to that little girl before she was even a little girl. I was sleeping with your head on my chest one morning, and she just said hi. And when she was out in the world, I'd see her in my dreams. Had nightmares about life before the two of you. Times that don't need to be talked about. It's enough that one person had to live through, much less her baby girl, too. She saw the bad things, and we'd both wake up crying.
I didn't know.
Didn't let you know. You were on assignment.
Maybe I could have done something. Maybe we could have found a way so she couldn't get in there. Psychic firewall. I don't know.
My science geek. My hero. I did miss you.
But it doesn't work like that.
But it doesn't work like that.
I'm sorry I didn't get here sooner.
Well, that's you. Always has been. Still tucking your shirt in every time you knocked at my door. Always running late. How'd you ever get that big government job of yours? Rushing in late all the time.
I always get my ghost.
You gonna cuff me?
You know, I never could catch you. Not for long, anyway.
Seriously, now. Don't give me that family discount. The brass wouldn't look too kindly on you.
That's not how it works, and that's not what you are.
You could smell it coming up the stairs, boy. You know I'm past my expiration. You knew I wasn't walking out with you.
Yeah, but you're not my jurisdiction. You're not a bedsheet and a length of chain. You're already on your way.
Yeah?
Slip through my fingers again, gypsy princess.
All right. So torch the place and get on home.
Still some company business to settle in this little podunk of yours?
The demon?
Yeah.
Told you, go home.
You're not the boss of me.
I am too.
You know where he is?
Freezer. Downstairs.
Downstairs? He's in the diner?
Told you, torch the place. Find my friends, help them.
Well, it could come to that, come to think of it. Not just yet, though. I'll help them. We all will.
Wojtek.
Yeah?
No funerals. They're sad.
Oh, gypsy princess.
Science geek.
Commander, it's worse than we thought. I need a full tactical unit to converge on the Wormwood Diner.
Deidre?
Didn't make it.
I see. Well, I need you here at command. We go in, we go smart.
On my way.
Elijah?
Yes, ma'am.
I am sorry.
How could that foolish woman leave like that?
I honestly can't believe Peggy Nolan even got out of town. Maybe she's found her little Dexter by now.
Her habitual ability to make exactly the wrong decision in moments of crisis made her a valuable asset.
Father, please. This isn't her war.
It's humanity's war against the monsters.
It was Peggy's choice to leave. God gave us free will, didn't he? We need to respect that fact.
Are you now turning against me?
No, I just mean, you are teaching us to be strong in God's grace.
I set Peggy on the path of redemption, and she turned her back on me, on us. Spat on our efforts to help her absolve her guilt and sin.
Redemption? She sounds more like a sacrificial lamb to me. Maybe she chose a different path.
A coward's path.
Her path to raise her son and reconnect with her husband and maybe even forgive herself is a coward's path? Who are you to decide which path a parishioner chooses?
Who am I? Sister, you go too far. I've endured your presence far too long. I thought maybe you had a shred of a chance to remain in the church in some form.
But not as a priest, which was my calling.
Putting on the collar of a dead man does not a priest make. The church has strict rules, Sister George.
Get thee to a nunnery. Is that it? I wonder why you even kept me at your side. Perhaps I'm just a sacrificial lamb as well.
You intrigue me, sister. I do like your mettle. I sense a kindred spirit, I do admit.
But you only follow orders.
And you dye your hair in ungodly colors.
You should try it. The alarm! That's the town air raid siren. It can only be turned on at the sheriff's station. They must be there.
Or it could be a trap.
We have to take that chance. Come on!
Come to me, puppies, and I'll teach you the true meaning of the word bitch. Have at you!
My God! Look at the size of the pack!
Isn't that the homeless man who lives in the woods? Why is he wearing armor and engaging in a battle with a pack of werewolves?
Father, it's Wormwood. Did you really expect anything else? It looks like Jonesy has caught the pack off guard. He won't last long. They'll overrun the station once they deal with him.
No, he will not. Sister, go back to the station and take them to the church. It's better suited to protect the flock. I will help the insane homeless man.
Father, that's suicide.
Maybe, maybe not. The church would say that the artifact is important above all. But what would you do?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? I don't know about this stuff.
You look to me as your savior, but I am just a soldier serving a cause. It's you, little sister, who continually teaches me to think for myself. So I ask again, what would you do, Sister George?
I would try and save them all.
Then my course is clear. I will see you at the church. Go! What are you doing, you lunatic?
Fighting wolves. What does it look like? Whoa! That was close! Did you break a nail, beastie? Back off, priest. I had everything well in hand before you came running down. Take that!
Ah, watch out! Parry, parry, step, kill! I'm sure you had everything well in hand, heathen, but I thought maybe you could use some spiritual assistant in the form of my broadsword.
Is that Scottish? A claymore?
You know your swords.
A little bit of experience. Well, I suppose any help is appreciated, though I cannot condone your institutions. I don't think there's a chance of conversion here.
I'll respect your right to be wrong.
If the Crusades taught me anything, it's that you're among the few who feel as such.
I've had some guidance recently.
I have a bit of history with the institution, you understand. I find organized religion tends to be no different than any organized power. Power corrupts.
Blasphemy!
Oops! Watch those fangs up. Well, as stimulating as I find the theology political discussion I propose. Whoa!
Agreed. Focus on the fight. And if we survive this,
Perhaps we'll meet at my parish for coffee and conversation.
I've never been one to pass on a cup of joe.
We need to stall them a bit longer so my colleague can get the people in the sheriff's station to the sanctuary of the church. My face!
Grill, are you all right? Grill, answer me!
I'm okay. We're overwhelmed. I have a plan. Back my lead.
Be quick about it. We don't have much more time.
Wolf Queen! Are you here? I know you! I know your kind! I have defeated your kin before! Wolf Queen! Face your opponent, if you're as fierce an opponent as you claim to be. Or will you run, tail tucked between your legs? Wolf Queen!
Hold! You have my attention, warrior, though you've not yet earned my respect. Call me a coward, but you hide behind metal blades.
I don't have your magnificent claws or teeth, your majesty.
Now you pay your respects. What is your request?
I challenge you to single combat for leadership of the pack.
Well, that's one way to go.
The hairless cannot command the children of the moon.
Even if I best you in combat?
Impossible!
Then you have nothing to lose.
Nor anything to gain. Kill them!
So you can't finish me yourself?
Of course I can!
You follow a queen who cannot kill a hairless human? A human with dull teeth and duller nails?
It is true, human, that I haven't hunted in several moons. I would do well to stretch my haunches.
So you accept?
I accept your challenge, paltry as it is. We duel in 2 minutes. Meet with your second.
If things start to go bad, Jonesy, you have to kill me.
I will not hesitate.
We've saved the lives of others today. Never forget that.
I won't.
Prepare for the worst. Look at the queen. Even now she plots deceit with her beasts. Look, Jonesy, is it? You're a brave warrior. I am sorry I called you an insane homeless man.
I was rather insulted. Hobo is the preferred nomenclature.
Today, you die a Viking.
Guys, we have a huge problem. There's a big old pack of wolves gathering outside.
Let me see. Good Lord. This is it, folks. It looks like the entire pack is here.
What do we do? Fight or run?
We can't run. If that pack catches us in open ground, it's over. Our best bet is to stay here and ride it out. We're barricaded in fairly well, and we have ammo and food for a while. It won't be easy, but we may have a chance.
Wayne, hit the siren.
Got it, Tom.
Well, that will at least annoy them and maybe throw off their hearing.
And it might alert anyone nearby. How long have you had that, Tom?
Oh, it's a holdover from World War II. Back when the coast was worried about Japanese sneak attacks. Chip, what about your boss? Will this alert them?
Former boss. It'll put the SNSA on alert, assuming they're maintaining the borders. I don't know if they'll come rushing to our aid. I haven't had any contact since Henry arrived. I doubt either of us are high priorities for McQueen. We're cut off. If someone left right now, they might get back in time.
I'll go.
You may not make it, Wayne. This pack could be waiting for a move like this. Jacob?
How about...
What the hell was that? Is that Jonesy? Why is he dressed up in Viking gear?
Because he's an immortal Viking who's been watching over the object since he was a teenager. Did I forget to tell you about that?
Yes, Wayne, you did. All right, this changes things.
We have to go out and help him. We can't just leave him out there to die.
I know, Wayne. Jacob...
Now there's a priest holding a sword, running into the fight.
A priest? Jesus, it might be Grail. Damn it, he's engaged the wolves.
Well, what's the plan, Chip?
Henry, we need you to drop the wards. We can sneak out the back, circle around, and take them out. Grail and Jonesy are buying us the time we need to get out of here.
All right, people, you heard the man. Gear up.
Sheriff, you gonna answer that?
Wayne, do you really think any call right now is more important than the wolves trying to kill us?
Could be vampires trying to kill someone else. Protect and serve, Sheriff.
And how can we do that if we're all dead, Wayne?
That's a good point.
What the... I'll be right back.
Protect and serve, Sheriff.
Lynette! Why are you calling me... That's been you rattling the station phone off the hook? Look, you don't want to call here. What if Wayne answered the phone? No, I can't meet with you. Yes, I know our house has been pillaged. The entire town's been plundered. Why would I come to you right now? Are you hurt? No, all right, but I don't know how long I'll be... Look, just stay where you are.
I dropped the ward, Sheriff.
Hmm? But, oh, yeah. Okay, tell Chip.
Chip?
I heard. Okay, this might be the best time to break you out of here. Jacob, check out the back door.
It's Sister George. Do I let her in? Is she bad or good? I can't remember anymore.
Let her in. Then I want you and Rachel to get upstairs and scan the streets and hiding places around the back of the sheriff's station. Dollars to donuts, you'll see a wolf or two.
Got it, Chip. Sister George, get in. Are you okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Jacob.
Jacob, go.
Got it, boss. Let's go, Rachel.
The roof again?
Sister George, what's happening out there? Why did Grail engage the wolves? Is Jonesy with you?
Grail is sacrificing himself so I can get you to the church. It's more defensible than the station. The parishioners... We've trained and prepared for the monsters.
Well, better than what we've got now, I guess.
Jacob, what do you have?
Two wolves, hiding in the shadows about a block away. They're waiting for us.
Have they seen you?
I don't think so.
Do you have a shot?
We have a clear shot to both.
Wayne, what's happening?
Grail just challenged the queen. The fight has stopped. She appears to be going for it.
That idiot. Werewolves have no concept of fighting individually. It's all for the pack. This is their chance to kill the both of them without losing any more of the pack. Here's what we're going to do.
Insipid humans! Whisper all you like. I know what you plan before you do. Rolf, attend me.
Yes, my queen.
And where are Siegfried and Magnus?
I spotted the female human sneaking around to the back of the station. I sent them to investigate and to attack if the group tries to leave that way. They will send a signal, and we can be on them while they are in the open.
Excellent. You honor your pack today. Kill the Viking during the fight.
Yes, my queen. It will be my honor.
Come, let's finish this. Human, cease your needless prayer. Your worthless construct of a god does not exist. I will loan you this night.
My lord, guide me in my arm. Make me true and strong. Let my gaze not waver.
Oh, pack! Form a circle around us. Revel in your queen majesty as she dispatches her prey.
Not going to happen. Relish your final minutes on this plain, queen. Wolves! When your queen is defeated, you owe me your fealty.
And when I snap his neck in my jaws, you can have his entrails!
Watch your blind side, Grail. She's open on the left.
Maybe you should have watched your blind side, human.
Grail, the pack!
Did you think I was going to play like a human? We're wolves! Fool! We hunt our prey! We don't shout hollow words into the sky!
Damn you! Damn you straight to hell, you infernal beast! Damn you!
Your insides are spilling all over!
big teeth you have!
Ah, the better take you with, my dear!
Oh, I wasn't talking about you, Silver Durgar!
Oh, what? No!
Always hated fairy tales.
You're dead! You're already dead!
I only have to stay alive longer than you. I am your king. Heed me now, pack. Heed my words. My command is disperse.
Grail.
Jonesy.
Bali Broderson.
You're a good man, Bali Broderson, for a heathen.
You're not too bad yourself for a Catholic.
I suppose we'll miss that cup of coffee then.
I suppose so. It's just as well. I was supposed to switch to decaf anyway. Doc Mano said it was bad for my health.
Revelation is a serialized mystery podcast produced by Habit Forming Films, LLC. The Wormwood cast includes Arthur Russell as Dr. Xander Crow, Sonia Perozzi as Sparrow and Rachel Nolan, Peter Dirksen as Jimmy Details and Jonesy, Rob Grindlinger as Sheriff Bradley and Don Marino, Anna Maganini as Lynette Bradley, Commander McQueen, and the Wolf Queen, Nicole Brayburn as Deirdre Frost and Harmony Barrister, Ben Boodman as Chip Drexel and Bishop Grail, Zachary Foulkes as Adremelech and Colin Crane, Dave Johnston as Deputy Wayne Drexel, David Acampo as Jacob Kidder, Morgan Walsh as Sister George, Samantha Turk as Henry Howe, Robert W. Allen as Special Agent Elijah Wojtek, Ryan E. James as Miss Ginter, and Joe J. Thomas as Abacus Bressier, Hank Mason, and your announcer. Additional voices provided by the talented cast. Original music composed by Todd Hodges. Audio recording engineered by Greg Wilkinson. The Wormwood writing staff includes Jeremiah Allen, Rob Alsbaugh, Paul Montgomery, and Tiffany K. Whitney. Executive producers David Acampo and Jeremy Rogers. Wormwood created by David Acampo and Jeremy Rogers. Please visit www.wormwoodshow.com for episode guides, cast and crew information, and other original content. Season 1, The Drowned Woman, Season 2, Crossroads, and Season 3, including Five Fingers of Glory and Portraits, are available online now. Thank you for listening, and welcome to town.
So let's start with you saying on bottom of 18, Jacob, check out the back door. Check the back door.
Check out the back door.
Check out the back door on Sister George.
Nice.
Have you ever had ostrich burgers?
I have not had ostrich. I've heard it's interesting.
Yeah, what did you think about it?
It was okay.
I had ostrich tacos at what's El Coyote?
Oh, ostrich loco.
No, El Coyote. Not everything I eat is from El Pollo Loco.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy with Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.